Recently, there have been a number of misleading and downright false reports indicating our failures and a total loss of control on Pandora. All of this is completely false. Let me be clear. The RDA is still in control.
Greetings, dear listeners. We at the Environmentalist Liberation Front cordially interrupt your regularly scheduled propaganda to bring you the real truth about Pandora.
Welcome to part two of the Radio Avatar Guide to Costuming series. This time around, we have the honor and distinction of interviewing a veteran costumer and the moderator of Learn Navi's cosplay and costuming board. Could you please tell us your name so I don't horribly butcher it?
On the forums, I'm known as Robert Nantanga Tireya, which essentially means Robert, the Viper Wolf's spirit. I'm 20 years old. I'm an aerospace engineering major at Georgia Tech, and I really love Avatar.
Glad to have you with us today. Now, if I remember correctly, you dressed up as Avatar Jake for the premiere of the movie. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. I did his, where he's wearing like khakis and tan fatigues and stuff, and he's going out the first time with Sigourney and the rest of the crew.
What was that like? What inspired you to do that?
My inspiration came from my browsing around the month before the movie came out. I was just looking around for everything I could find about the movie, and I came across this one guy who had done his first Jake Sully costume for the Halloween right before the movie came out. I'm glad it piqued my interest because it definitely was something I thought was really cool.
So was that your first time doing a costume like that?
Yeah. Before then, I had never really done anything that was like as extensive or as just complete as a costume as that. I think the first time I ever really got interested in doing costumes, especially, you know, movie related, was way back when Episode 3 came out. You know, I was a kid, you know, when the new trilogy of the Star Wars movies were being made. And, you know, just having the experience of, you know, anticipating a movie. I had never really, you know, anticipated a movie coming out. And then when Episode 3 was coming out, I was like, you know, all right, here's the last Star Wars movie. I got to do something special. I got really into the fan communities that were building the custom, like, lightsaber hilts. You know, you go to places like Ace Hardware or Home Depot and, you know, just buy these pieces of metal and pipe and stuff and then just use your imagination to create a lightsaber hilt out of it. And I remember when Episode 3 was coming up, we had midnight tickets for it, and I had built this, you know, Anakin's lightsaber hilt, and I was like, I should do a, you know, Jedi costume and stuff. And as kids, you know, we played in bathrobes and things, being Jedis around the house. And but I was like, no, I can't do that. Everybody would just like, there's not going to be anybody there, you know, in costumes. I'd just stand out and be the weird person in the group. So I just took my lightsaber along. But then when we got to the theater, I mean, sure enough, here were people in costumes and stuff left and right. And I was like, wow, you know, there's really a fan base, a community for doing costumes and things. And that really, like, opened my eyes to that. And then after that, I was, you know, got really interested in doing costumes. I realized it wasn't something that the rest of the world would just be like, oh, you know, you're weird.
I admit that I once would go around during Halloween to all the specialty stores they had around here, and I always wanted to be one of those stormtroopers with the white PVC-looking armor and all that junk. For a person who is new to this, such as maybe myself, say if I want to look like Jake as an avatar, where would I start? What should I get first?
If you want to look like Jake Sully, let's see. Well, I think the most important thing to start off with is planning what you want. Decide, you know, what you want your end creation to be. Like, I decided when I wanted to do my costume for the premiere that I wanted to do his, you know, his RDA outfit. And so that helped me pick out the right type of, you know, outfit that I wanted, you know, the clothes. I could look at pictures online and then go to the store and compare those to, you know, go to the thrift store. You know, economy shopping is always important for costume. You could, you know, look at pictures and really decide what you want. That's one of the biggest mistakes that I found doing my costume the first time was I would have an idea, and then I'd realize once I got to the store, I didn't have anything to compare it to. So I would really recommend you write down, like, what your ideas you want, and especially if you have pictures to compare it to, collect those pictures all together and basically get a little mini portfolio and just carry that around with you when you're shopping, you know, because then you can reference that at any time.
So right now, a lot of people are being very tight with their money. They don't want to spend a lot. They want to save it up for other important matters. However, they still want to look good for Halloween. Do you have any tips for us on how we can stay thrifty and still look very good for Halloween?
Thrift stores are going to be your best friend, pretty much, for all of your costuming needs. Especially knowing like all the varieties. You know, that often there's things like Goodwill, specific thrift stores like. I'm trying to think of some names. Anyway, it's good to use a resource like Bing or Google and find all the ones that are in your area and then look around at each one and see the kind of stuff that they have. Because, I mean, you never know when you go to one the things that you'll find. And online, it really depends. Online, you have such a variety of, you know, options for your costume to look at that you really can choose to be, you know, how picky do you want to be about your price. What's the total amount that you want to spend? And then you can fit in the kind of prices that you're looking for. As for clothes and outfits, your best bet is always do it yourself, because in the end, you'll both be rewarded because you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you did it yourself. And you're also able to choose, you know, how creative you want to be and really, really save a lot of money. Like with the first one I did with his RDA outfit, I went to the thrift store and I looked for, you know, a tan shirt, tan slacks, and, like, you know, the different components that would make it up. And I had to go back once or twice because I didn't find, you know, exactly the outfit that I wanted. And so it might take you a little while to go around, but, you know, pre-planning and knowing ahead of time a little bit, you know, what you're looking for so that you can plan out to go back once or twice if you don't find what you need is really important.
And if I remember correctly, RDA gun that you had, wasn't that made out of, you just spray painted a toy gun black or something?
Yes, that in and of itself was the single most expensive part of my costume that I did. I purchased a Nerf gun and then spray painted it with several coats of black spray paint. And I was going to add some like details and stuff to it, but it turned out I didn't have the time. So I just went with the matte black, you know, all over it. But, I mean, I wanted to make it look badass, so I, like, added, I had one of those smaller pint-sized paint cans. I, like, removed everything off of that, sprayed it that black as well, and attached it to the side of the gun for the ammo gun that you see in the movie. And, that's where, you know, having creative ideas or a little hands-on arts and craft type skills, you know, or can really help enhance, you know, what your end product.
Right. I think that was the most impressive thing that I saw on your costume, besides your a nose on that first costume. Wasn't that scar wax?
Yes, that is scar wax, and that's that ties into what you were saying earlier about, you know, how if you're trying to save money, how picky do you want to be about the costume? Definitely choosing do-it-yourself methods. They're always kind of risky, especially if you haven't ever done anything like that before. I mean, I had never done any prosthetic works with scar wax before, so it was kind of a big venture for me. I wasn't really sure if it was going to turn out right, but it's always great to take those learning curves, take those steps, because they'll help you down the road, you know, if you want to do something like that again. I got just a little container of scar wax. It was probably $5 or $10, really cheap. And just sat there and you just kind of work it into the shape that you're looking for, you know, and had a little mirror that I was looking at my face in and just slowly working the shape out to what I wanted it to be. And that'll save you, you know, doing your own prosthetic work, that'll save you a lot of money. My second costume, I had a little more money to spend. And so I bought a prosthetic that my friend made, and that was about $75. And it was really high quality. But, I mean, there's your difference, $10 versus $75, you know. If you're willing to try to do it yourself, you can save a lot of money.
And that kind of leads me into my next point. A lot of people, especially myself, have been looking around to find different ways of making ourselves blue, tint ourselves blue.
Mm-hmm.
What? How did you pull it off? What? Can you throw out some names at us?
That's issue that I've probably had the greatest trouble with in both of my costumes. In both costumes, I've used a paint called Ben Nye, which is a really popular type of like face and skin paint.
Oh yeah, theatrical makeup.
Yeah, it does a lot of theatrical makeup and stuff for costumes. I have to say though that both times I've been pretty disappointed with it. The main problem is because it's a water-based paint, if you sweat at all, it loses its, it doesn't really bond with the skin very well. So you find out you can't use it on your hands, or you leave blue everywhere you touch, you know? If you use it for your face, you can't, like, wipe your brow or touch anywhere on your face, and you'll start to rub it away. And so I was kind of disappointed with it in that aspect. It's really easy to apply, and it's really easy to mix, but and especially if you're going to do a costume for more than a few hours, it's not exactly the best paint. And I haven't really investigated any other options other than that yet, but there's some other users on the site who have come up. I've heard that PAX is a type of like makeup style body paint. People have had really good success, like the stuff that they've seen to do with PAX. And you probably get a lot more customizability than the tone, because the color of the blue that you get is really, really important. So being able to hit the right tone of color is important. I tried using spray paint, and that is not really, that's not a good option. I would not recommend spray painting yourself, because while it goes on very easy and it leaves a very nice finish, you know, on your skin, especially if you've gotten rid of any hair, you know, on your skin, it leaves a very nice finish, but it takes a long time to get off. And it's also, your skin doesn't breathe very well through it, so I recommend that either. Very best option for making yourself look blue. I was skeptical when I first heard about it, and I've since been reformed in my thinking. Bodysuits. I thought at first when I heard about them, I was like, bodysuits? Nah, that's going to be, you know, it's going to be lame. You're going to get all these wrinkles and folds in it. It's going to look terrible. You know, the texture is not going to look right. It's not going to look like skin. And for my most recent costume, I did this native outfit. I wanted to be wearing something on my legs. I didn't want to paint my legs blue. So I got a pair of really nice quality tights. They were $20 or $30, so it was more on the upper end. But they were very, very form fitting, very comfortable, and I was really surprised. I was like, wow, these are great. And they really took the I used spray paint on them, but a lot of users have used, you know, dyes. They've done their own dye work on their bodysuits. It takes the paint very well, and it gives it a really nice look at the end. So I mean, I would say, for myself personally, from now on, any new costumes I do, I'm going to use entire full body suits, because the ability to do custom paint work on it is really important. You can do the lines and the stripes really well, and the ability to use it again, you're going to find in the long run, it's going to save you money. Instead of having to do paint jobs, you know, on yourself over and over, if you use a bodysuit, you can use that for very, very many costumes with high reusability factor, and then you're not going to have to, you know, as long as you take good care of it, you're not going to have to redo it.
Robert, do you have any closing remarks for us?
I have a few additional tips for specific aspects of the costumes if you want to know, because a lot of users, I find, they run into trouble with a few little areas on their costumes that need some clarification or, you know, assistance with.
Well, certainly go right ahead. You have the floor.
One of those areas is the wigs. I did very bad on my first costume with the wig. And now, of course, I had not seen the movie yet when I did my first costume. But purchasing wigs can be very difficult. So I just want to warn anybody who's doing a costume, you really need to investigate what you want to use the wig for and whether or not it's appropriate for that. there's like if you're doing a Neytiri costume or even for a Jake Sully or a male costume, there's two different parts. There's the braid and then the actual hair hanging down itself. If you buy a wig for the hair hanging down, definitely make sure you get one that can be combed or at least that you can be stylized. The wig that I got was I bought it cheap because I was like, oh yeah, I can buy a cheap wig. It's not very expensive. And I wound up getting what I paid for, and it was not able to be brushed or combed or stylized in any way. It was very difficult to work with it as well. I could not turn it into a braid. If you're going to buy a wig for the braid, definitely get one that allows you to smooth the hair or style it, because trying to braid hair, a false wig is going to be incredibly difficult.
Now I've been pretty much growing my hair out since February. So is there ways to put in put in a false braid into my longish hair?
Yeah, actually, the best way that I found is use a heavy duty thread. Well, not so much a thread, but almost like string. Usually you can buy it. It comes on these sort of round spools. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's heavier than thread, but lighter than, lighter than yarn. So I don't know. It's heavier than quilting thread. But definitely you can find it. If you just ask them, hey, I need, like sewing string or cord, basically at your arts and crafts or sewing type store, they'll be able to point you in the general direction. You can use that, and actually it's thin enough that it will hide in your hairline. And if you just use a band or two of that as a loop and you tie it around your head kind of like a headband, work it in underneath the hair so that it can't be seen and it doesn't disrupt your hairline. Then you can, of course, loop the top of your braid through that and pull it tight up against the back of your head underneath your hair. Especially if you've been growing your hair out, then you can just let your hair hang down over the top of the braid and it hides it nicely. That's what I've done on both of my costumes. Suggestions on braids is really easy to make your own. You can go with the really, really easy way is just to use yarn, and it still looks really great. And then there's a slightly harder is if you use quilting thread. That's going to take a little bit more time. The yarn, both basically both methods are the same. You can use a board or put two nails, set probably maybe a yard and a half away from each other, and then you just loop the yarn thread back and forth around those many, 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 many times until you've used up all of it, and then you basically divide that out into three clumps and you braid those together. With the yarn, it's really easy because it's larger and easier to handle. That's what I did for my first one. For the second one, you're going to want the second one I used quilting thread, which makes the finished braid look a lot nicer, but it definitely takes some more planning. I messed up the first time I tried to make one out of quilting thread because it doesn't like comb or move like hair at all, so you kind of have to get the clumps together really nice and straight before you braid it up. But the finished product looks, I mean, it looks really nice once you have it finished up. It actually looks like a braid of hair. A couple other suggestions. Prosthetic-wise, nose wax is definitely the cheapest and easiest option, and it gives you the ability to customize it to your own interests. There are a variety of prosthetic options out there, like latex prosthetics. However, if you are allergic to latex ones, don't sweat it, or even if you don't want to spend the money, don't sweat it, because we have a user who recently posted her costume, Akisha. She's allergic to latex, so she did not even bother with any facial prosthetics at all, and her costume is fantastic. Like you can make a great looking costume if you just just focus on like the stripes and stuff on your face. As long as you do a good job on that, you don't even have to worry about the prosthetics, because it'll still look really good. Now, of course, it's up to you, be how detailed you want to be, but if prosthetics don't work out, don't sweat it. You can still make it look good.
Yeah, I saw somewhere that you can actually, when you're applying the makeup, that you can actually do little tricks to make it look like your nose is a little bit wider than normal.
Exactly. Yes, YouTube has some great resources on there. A lot of users have posted, makeup gurus have posted videos on there that explain how to put the shading on your nose that kind of makes it deceptively wider.
All right. And then what was your third tip?
A third tip. Oh, I have a little hint for your feet. A great tip is most bodysuits or tights that you get, if they cover over your feet entirely, you don't want to put any, cut them or trim them at all, because it'll ruin like the suit, the finish on the suit. So if you're wearing tights or a bodysuit that covers your feet entirely, just use a pair of blue flip-flops, because that allows you to walk around without wearing the suit out, and it also hides it really nicely.
Okay.
Can I just ask a question? Just one occurred to me.
Yeah.
Robert, what do you are planning for your next costuming?
My next one, I haven't decided what or when my next one will be. I maybe Halloween. I don't quite know yet. I was initially planning on doing one for Dragon Con this year, and then with school starting up and it kind of crept too close that that's not going to work out. But I'll have one eventually, definitely before or early next year.
Awesome.
All right, well, I think that's pretty much it. Once again, any last remarks?
Be creative. I mean, you just really just you just need to come up with ideas, and if you don't have any ideas, that's fine. You can go and ask other people for suggestions, or look online. Definitely do a lot of reading, find out. But in the end, you just kind of like have to get out there and try it out yourself. And it's okay to make mistakes. I mean, I made a lot of mistakes myself. Things like not getting the contrast with the stripes right. You couldn't even see the stripes, so. You just kind of like got to try it a few times. Don't worry if your first time shooting doesn't, fit like just like the movie. So it's really a lot more about the experience and what you learn from it. And then you can just apply that into, costuming later. Costuming and cosplay in general is definitely very like rewards-based system. The more you try, the more it rewards you later on. It encourages you to come back and try again.
Sounds good. I was gonna say something to that effect. I swear it. I swear it. All right. Well, Robert, thank you very much. And this is the end of the first of the three-part series, hopefully. Once again, thank you, Robert, for being with us.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Robert.
We are the RDA, and we never lie.